Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
It doesn't really matter where you live anymore. You don't have to live in New York or Los Angeles or London to be in a band and to get your music out. You can live in Iceland or Sweden or Canada or any number of snowy northern countries where there's nothing to do but jam.
Along with Feist and Arcade Fire, count Stars among the list of Canadian bands making ears south of the border and beyond take notice. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. On its fourth record as a band, the Montreal-based Stars steps up with its most cohesive work to date, an album called In Our Bedroom After the War. A united front can be tough for any band, but especially one where the writing often happens in segments. Some members mainly handle music, while others take care of the words. That method takes the band's dreamy indie pop in unexpected directions. But the melodic interplay between two lead voices is key. Those voices are Amy Milan and Torkel Campbell. And they explained a few details behind writing and releasing the new album during an interview with FUV's Russ Boris.
Well, one of the things that I think was very interesting about it is the record, you know, just coming out officially, but digitally, you guys went ahead and released that a couple of months before the album came out. Now, what was the thought process behind that?
Wow, it's such a popular question, and that's really the point. It was to be exciting and do something different and not have it just be available to steal, because I love music fans, and I know that when people go and try to find the record before it comes out, these are rabid music fans that are just trying to get their hands on their favorite bands, and as they should.
You know,
people are trying very hard to control what happens out there, like the watermarked CDs, and it never works. I mean, I heard this story from a journalist I was talking to about the new MIA record, and the journalist had to go all into one room in order to hear her record, and I don't think that you should experience a record that way. I think whoever's around you, you're going to experience the music in a different way. And so I think you should have the option to choose how you're going to listen to it.
Note to single M, why did you not show up? I waited for an hour, I finally gave up. I thought once that I saw you, I thought that you saw me. I guess we'll never meet now. It wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be. Sure, you saw me, but it wasn't meant to be.
Wanted single M, under 33. Must enjoy the sun, must enjoy the sea. Sold by single M, nothing too heavy. Send photo to address. Is it you or me? Is it you?
No, when you're writing and, you know, you're coming up with songs, how do you sort of figure out who's going to sing lead on certain cuts?
It just depends. You know, Amy will write a song and she might write a bit for me, like in Midnight Coward, which we're about to do. She wrote a verse for me, or I'll write something for her in a song, or we'll just write our own song, you know, with our own lead. And then the other person will come in and figure out maybe backing vocals or write an end section. That happens quite a lot. Somebody will come up with a sort of coda or something and stick it on. I think it's an instinctive thing of knowing when there needs to be another voice in the music and there needs to be another perspective. I mean, I think that this band is very dependent on the ideas being very clear, not just the lyrical ideas, but the musical ideas. And everybody kind of has their place very clearly in the band and their part in telling the story. And me and Amy just kind of figure out the dynamic of how the story gets told best, who should say what. It's like writing a script.
What's your middle name?
How do you play the game?
I'll be the first to leave.
When did I grow up?
I don't want to say too much. I'll be the first to leave. What can't be decided? In the morning it will bring itself to you. What can't be decided? Pull you into thinking maybe you can choose. I can't see what's coming. Yeah.
Live at FUV, it's Stars and the song Midnight Coward. You'll find the complete interview and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.